Good morning for those who didn't attend the liturgy. And we have a lot of fun today about the personality. It will be a presentation with discussion, then a workshop after that. What we mean or what we aim from the presentation today and the workshop, that everyone will know his or her own personality, characters of the personality, the biblical character which is similar to your personality, and how to improve your own personality, and principles which will help others to deal with your personality. Say it again. Do I have now at least 50% of your attention? I will say it again. God's willing, starting this morning and for today, I'm going to discuss with you what is the personality, how it develops, and some characters of supposedly a good Christian personality. Then I will discuss with you the different groups of healthy personalities, not the unhealthy. I mean the normal healthy and not the personality disorders. If I have some time, I will discuss with you some of the disorders. And I will discuss in detail the main healthy groups of personalities, so you will know the main characters of each group and how to deal with a person who has this kind of personality. Say in your workplace, with your friends, in a matter relationship, if someone is dominant, what's the best way to approach and communicate and deal with such a personality? You'll not find this in most of the books. And then, after knowing the different healthy personalities, there will be a workshop through which we aim that everyone will get out of today knowing his or her own personality and the biblical character which is similar to your personality. And if you want to get better, to improve your personality, what are the aspects of the issues you have to work on it? الموضوع فيه يعني ما فيش حاجة أسهل من بدل الفتح يعني ميوزك كويسة ممكن صح. So I will start with development of the personality and what is the personality. The word personality means what for each one of us? You'll find in the PowerPoint some of what I'm going to mention. I might mention not all what's in the PowerPoint, so you go through it by your eyes to see. Now, as all of you know, most of our personality is already formed in the first 5 or 6 years of our life. So the most dangerous years for forming our personality is the first 5 or 6 years of our life. And all the pressures and strengths or weaknesses in the family could really affect our personality. And you will find that most or nearly all the personality disorders, the unhealthy ones, are due to these first 6 years of our life. Maybe following disruption in the family, or the presence of a punitive parent, harsh parents, and the result will be, with the genetics, with the inherited aspect, personality disorders. So if you will have the chance to return back by your mind to what was happening for you in the first 6 years of your life, you discover why you are like that now. Or when you will compare your personality to the personality of your dad and mom, you will understand. Why? Because in the definition of a personality, you'll find it's a group of characters, abilities and skills, which are either genetic, inherited, or acquired. But do you think our personality is the mere interaction? You'll answer this question. Do you think our personality is just the mere interaction between the genetic and the environment? The genes and the environment? Yes or no? No? Then what's the good answer? Because most of the psychology books are saying that. It is the interaction between the genes and the environment. Which in part of your personality is genetic, genetically inherited, and part of it acquired from the environment, from the family and environment around you. Environment could be the TV, the peers, the school, the relatives. So this is what the psychology textbooks are saying. If this is wrong, then what's the correct? In these textbooks, they are dropping intentionally the factor called God, which means in our personality, issue number one, the characters you will find genetic or inherited, acquired, and godly characters. Since we are in a church, and since we are discussing Christian personalities, there are characters which is given for us from the Lord Jesus Christ from the beginning. But though, if you read any book about pregnancy, the beginning of fertilization is the result of a male cell with a female cell, correct? fertilized ovum, fertilization, male cell, which is a sperm, then ovum or egg from a female, two together will give a fertilized ovum, a beginning of a human being, according to scientific books. Correct? Now, in our church or in the Christian arena, we think of, is it only the male and the female, or a third one is a participant, who's God? If there's any value for the participation of God in choosing a particular cell from each gender, and his fingerprints, godly fingerprints, are there on the two to start a fertilized ovum. Science till now is unable to prove why a normal male and a normal female have no diseases, they are unable to conceive, and they have a fertilized ovum. No obstacle whatsoever. Till everybody will acknowledge that the presence of a supreme power called God, responsible for choosing an ovum for a sperm, and he is there from the beginning. Life starts from day one of fertilization. And God is a participant. In each cell, we have chromosomes and genes carrying characters and carrying also abilities. So you will find characters, abilities and skills, values and principles, are three components of the personality. Again, you have inherited characters, acquired characters from your family and environment. And since we cannot ignore the presence of God, then there are godly characters which will add to this number one, the characters. And then number two, the same for abilities or skills. You have inherited and you have acquired ungodly abilities and skills. And then regarding the principles and values, the issue of inheritance still not approved as the characters and the abilities, so you could say acquired ungodly principles and values. Then what's number four? What's number four in the PowerPoint, which you'll not find at all in any book? Godly qualities. Qualities of God. شو تعرفين في حاجة اسمها fruit of the spirit? These are love, peace, joy. These are qualities of God. Humility, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, faith, self-control, all these a part, constituent parts of the personality. So, for any Christian being, you have these four components. Number one, the character. Two, the skill or abilities. Number three, the principles and values. Number four, godly qualities. And in each of the first two, you find inherited, acquired, and godly character. ungodly character, the ungodly qualities. And any character could be either secular or godly. So this is the definition of a personality or components of any personality. And parents raise their own children. Maybe they can't control the genetic part which is already there, but when they pray before pregnancy, please God, put your hand and put your fingerprints on the newly born baby. If I have a bad gene, I would ask God, would you please mask that gene? I pray, mask this character and get something better for my baby. Do you believe that God can do that? Or we are doomed to have all those genetic characters? Science say we are doomed to have it. Faith says something different. That's why we add the word godly, or the influence of God on it. Any question regarding that part? Of course, I'm not going into details of the scientific material in it. Now, as an example for a Christian, a mature Christian personality, you find, see how many characters you have. Entretto Erickson, able to study psychology. Have you stages of development? Okay. Supposedly a mature Christian personality, he must have peace inside them and wisdom and discernment given by God to them. And these are the result of the Holy Spirit who dwells in the Christian being. He gives certain powers, he gives discernment, he gives understanding, he gives holiness, he gives certain things which nobody could describe in a book of psychology. So the Holy Spirit which dwells in each temple, in you and me, after the baptism on the Meirun, it gives me, inside me, the calmness and the peace. What is the best quality, biblical quality, in a female? Females, women. What are the biblical? What? Maybe boys know more than girls in that. Submission. First Peter 3, verse 4. What are the two characters which are incorruptible? And they call it the gospel of femininity. What are these two characters? The gentle, quiet, spirit, which is so precious to God as incorruptible, compared to the outer beauty. This is the hidden man of the heart. This is the hidden beauty of any female. They call it the gospel of femininity, the first four verses of 1 Peter chapter 3. Gentle, quiet spirit, which is gentleness and calmness. If any female, is masking what the Spirit is giving her from gentleness and calmness, I think what's the opposite of gentleness? What's the opposite of calmness? What's the opposite of quiet? A personality. God gave in every female those two characters in a very clear way to be the most shining characters of femininity: gentleness and quietness, calmness. Someone who's very nervous, very anxious, was against gentleness. What's the opposite of gentleness? Arrogance. Yeah, look for a female, very arrogant and very nervous and very anxious. Unfortunately, she masked the godly character the Holy Spirit said in her. So at least in thinking of a personality, we put the element of God, the Holy Spirit in us, peace, tranquility, wisdom, discernment. Then we could see after that. Supposedly, we go through the phases of development. The first phase gives us security, inner security, especially presence of God and the parents. So we must have inner security. We feel secure and safe, trusting others with our wisdom and discernment. We trust the environment around us and we feel secure. Insecure feels secure. And then we have self-control, because the second phase, development of the will, self-control is something we get it from the Holy Spirit. Everybody has a will, but to be able to control your will, to have a self-control, this is one of the fruit of the Spirit, self-control. But everybody has a will, whether weak or strong. Some of you are strong-willed. Family? Is there anybody here with a strong-willed? Are you strong-willed, Yani? Yeah, stubborn. If you had you stubborn, huh? Are there here any moms? Any mothers? Yes, yes. And the strong will children? Did you read any books about strong will child? You will know, always. Not only at age 2 to age 20. Is always opposing with some stubbornness. There's some strong will. Those are very good leaders. Yeah. Either gang leaders or leaders in the church. So, regarding again with the Christian personality, after the peace and the wisdom and the discernment, the inner security and the self-control, the will by God will have self-control. And then a good Christian personality must be innovative and creative. Innovative and creative abilities. They must have confidence. Which has my Christian personality who are lacking confidence? Confidence. And they know exactly the way they belong to Jesus Christ, to the church, to the families. They have their own set of values and principles. They have their own dreams of a good career in the future. Nothing against that in a Christian personality. They have a tendency to enjoy being with Christ by the inner relationship with Christ as part of their personality. And any Christian personality must be a giver, not a taker. أنا بكلم ناس عايزين يتجوزوا لسه بقولهم كده يعني. If you are not a giver, don't marry. If you are a taker, please don't marry. You will be a disaster. Yeah, don't marry someone who is a taker, not a giver. When to start thinking of marriage? When you realize that you are a giver. And you could satisfy the needs of any person, God will join your life to him or her. So these are some characters of Christian personality, well adjusted Christian personality. Of course, if you find someone like this, please rush and marry him or her. يعني يعني أتلاقي الحاجة دي موجودة بس يعني. Now these are not idealistic. Actually, this is real things. Those characters كلها كلها موجودة. I didn't mention anything about the features and the beauty and the. I don't mention that. Talking about the personality itself. Or he has a pleasant personality. For the commission letter, he has pleasant. And a pleasant personality. كلمة non-descriptive. أي حاجة لطيفة كده. Like these are really a description of a Christian personality. Now, we have healthy personalities and we have unhealthy or personality disorders. And healthy personalities, yeah, you find some books describing them, and the personality disorders you have to find in a book of pathology. A psychiatry. I think DSM, especially DSM. That like book took كده كل شيء يتغير ويروح بمزاجهم يعني. يكتموا كده American Association of Psychiatrists and Psychologists where they change according to lobbying. كان في حاجة زمان اسمها Gender Identity Disorder. سمعت عنها؟ Gender Identity Disorder. اللي هم homosexuality, gender identity disorder, كان موجود في DSM-3R. بعد شوية لأنه مش موجود, disappeared because of the lobbying of the homosexual community, money was paid, قالوا خلاص تشيلوا من DSM. The same, that whole Bible of diagnosis for psychiatrists and psychologists. Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. فعشان كده دائما لما بشرح الـ Personality Disorders I refer to the DSM-3. Now we have DSM-4 TR, Text Revised. كل شوية يغيروا الحاجات دي يعني عشان يبيعوا DSM يغيروا عشان يعني في حاجات Influences صار Influences. فالDisorder خليه على جنب, خليه يتكلم في الهيلث دلوقتي. طبعا I expect that all of those who are here are healthy. I'm expecting or I wish that everybody here has healthy personality. We have four main groups of healthy personalities, irrespective of the name given. They are from time of the early Greek philosophers. We have four main groups of healthy personalities, and healthy means they are not disordered, there are no pathology. But some of them are different than others. Some are different than others. Question. Do you think you could find two in the whole world with personality, with their personality typically equal, typically exactly mirror from one another? طبعا I'm posing the question to say no. Do you expect that two personality could be so similar, equal, copy from one another? Since we have four groups, you have millions from each group, so why you can't find two personalities who are mirror image one another? Exactly. Why? The personality is like the fingerprint. If you fingerprint, it's so unique. And nobody from Adam till the end of the world will find two personalities were exactly the same. And this is going also with the uniqueness of the Christian. God created you so different than everybody and so unique, then if you are lost, nobody could replace you. Everybody is irreplaceable. The opposite of what the world is saying, everybody is replaceable. They could dismiss you. Everybody is replaceable, but the personality is irreplaceable. Yani if you die, if you depart, nobody could replace you with the same personality. Why? Because say we have four groups of healthy personalities. Take 1% of the first group. Add to it 60% from the second group. Then 30-something from the third group, and the rest of the 100% from the fourth group. Because we are a mix. We are a mix of the four groups. It is very rare to find someone who is over 90% of his or her personality from one group. Now, by computer, do it, you'll find infinite number of personalities. 0.5% from here, 95% from here, no, not half, make it 90%, make it 80%, 70%, 60% from the first group. Second group, take whatever number you like. Add all these to one another, you'll find so different personalities, depending on how much percentage from each of the healthy group is in your own personality. But each personality, you'll find a major part in it from one group. Say we have dominant group. We can the introduction, with the introduction to personality. Say someone, we say he has a dominant personality. We have dominance, or the leaders. We have the relationist, or the sociable, or the emotional personalities. And we have the perfectionist personalities. And we have the serving personalities. Four main groups. The dominant, healthy, dominant group of healthy personalities. We have the relationist or relations, relationist or emotional or sociable group. We have the perfectionist group, and we have the serving group. Now I could say X person has high D. High D means the majority of his or her personality is dominant. It's high D. But nobody would say 100% dominant. Not known. So why personality is unique? Because depending on the percentages from each group of healthy, added together will make your own unique personality. Some are high in one of the group, others are not high. High dominant, high relationist, high perfectionist, and high serving. Every group of personality is needed, is well needed in the community, in the church, in any company. Every group personality is well needed. Yeah, it doesn't call better. Once they're better than that one. So the dominance or the leaders are needed. The public relation personality, which is the sociable emotion, is well needed. The perfectionist incident organization and details oriented are needed. And the serving personality well needed. Those are the real ones who are carrying the main job to do it, the serving personality. Question, do you think any one of the four groups could be a leader? Could lead a company? Or the only leader must come from the dominant? The answer, anybody could be a leader. But his kind of leadership will be different. One will lead through emotions. One will lead through organization details. One will lead by motivating people to serve, to work, hard workers. And one body will lead by a philosophy, my way or no other way. Mini group, the dominant. Say we want to get, okay, say we want to have another building for the church, a terminal service building for this church. Into Kalimunitum, what do you think will be the job of someone who's high G in that project high emotional, high serving, high perfectionist to get this project well done. What could be the position of someone high G or high emotional or high serving, high perfectionist to finish with that project? High G Hamri. They are needed. يعني نسا بنعمل project, هنعمل مبنى خدمات, مش عندك قوة الكياس في حاجة زي كده؟ هنعمل ايه؟ نجيب engineer يرسموا ورق ونروح السيتي ناخد كاونتي وناخد permit ونبدأ يشتغل. Is there a place for every personality in that project? The D, the dominant, هيبقى الدور بتاعهم ايه؟ What's their role? They'll make sure the job's done. Right, according to what is in his mind. The dominant had a plan, and the best way to reach from this point to the end of the, we have to go in a straight line. How do you know? Please, if he obstacle, if he mountain for no, and he was a straight line, who was it? Try to convince him. We like no. I will dig in the mountain وعمل straight line برد. يصير هكلف كثير. More expenses. No, هو اللي في مخه في مخه. خلاص. But if we have a committee and we have finalized the project, who could take the lead to get the work done? One from the dominant group. But what could be the role of the emotional and sociable personality in that project? And into group, كلكم هشتغل project. Those who are here. I will choose one or two to lead the group and to be sure that everything is done according to the plan. Dominant. What is the place for the emotional and sociable? I mean, and the kid with the hako, I mean, crack jokes, I mean, the project by them would eat away, will add the maghis without the emotional, the sociable group. Come fun, fun make, I mean, the public relations. They're the public relations. Whom a real spirit. A real spirit of the group. No more public relations or the emotion sociable. Nas Aujin E. All the goal is to love and being loved, praise, being praised, give everybody, encourage everybody, and give everybody a real feeling that he's worth a lot. Whom a dole and whom a emotional social personality. شيلهم من أي company نبقى احنا socialist وعشان زي الجابان هو شغل وشغل وخلاص. مفيش السنس بتاع الفاليو الورث اللي بيحسسكم الورث والفاليو هم الجروب ده الايموشنال والسوشيال والبرسوناليتي. طب public relations يعمل good جو كده من good relation between the whole group. شيلهم نستخلق مع بعض. يعني في فالي الجروب ده طبعا شغلتهم يمشوا بين الناس كده يقولوا انت ظريف انت حلو انت عليك كده ويبسطوا الناس ومن ضمن برضو في سنس هيومر وكل حاجة. بس mostly they are tender. Yes, very tender, very warm, very loving, very compassionate. They could praise everybody, and they let you feel that you worth millions. طبعا لو كنت كريستيان طبعا يقول لك انت يعني priceless. Okay, what could be the role of the perfectionist? Anyway, يغلس على الناس.
Look at the details.
They could size everybody.
Look at the details of the job and see if they can bypass that mountain and find the best possible way to get to the end.
And there is special touches they give. But they will keep going the way to the Lord. That is their task. We are in a meeting now discussing a new project. Someone say, OMT, where will be the cafeteria? And the gym, there has to be a gym. Someone will say, no, I want to know exactly the measurement of each room, measurement of the building, exactly which room will be where and serve what. Another group will say, plan whatever will do the job. And someone will say, decide and I will lead the whole group to finish the task. Me, I will be, give me the plan and they will finish the task. The dominant. Me, I will, top of the cafeteria. والأكل أبي الستات والمطبخ أنا يعني مهمين طبعا أما هنأكل إزاي ونفطر إزاي لكن وتلاقي كده وطيبين ويعزموا ويأكلوا ويتفضلوا يعني مين دول شخصيتهم إيه دول يعني دول could be the emotional or the serving both بس إذا كان الواحد بيشتغل وحبوبة كده وفاني وتبقى دي emotional sociable وتروح لحد تقول له يا سلام تديله قيمة تديله value وتأكله ده تبقى emotional اللي تطبخ بس عما تطبخ تشتغل 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 وطلع بره دي ده serving اللي يقوله decide and we'll do the job دول serving مين اللي يقول بقى give me the details of each room the height and width مين دول the perfectionist يبقى everybody has a role to do. ما داش يعني project without those. فإذا خلنا leader يكون من خلنا leader من سوء الحظ يعني يكون من جماعة perfectionists هيعمل إيه؟ He will get the task done. And the task oriented. بس هيعمل إيه؟ Nothing's enough for those people. They make life miserable. For those working under them, nothing is enough. يعني يقول الخط ده مايل شوية الحتة دي ناقصة. هم دول perfection are very critical people, very organized but very critical. ما فيش حاجة عجباهم أبدا يعني. عشان يعملوا كل حاجة كويس. Serving personality نفسهم يعيش كده. في جو يعني يشتغل جامد قوي serving we serve everybody have you some school servants هي طبعا لهم اسماء تانية انا بسميهم serving some school servant ده ايه الفرق بينه وبين perfectionist are you thinking Did I lose you? Attention span back away for us? Perfectionist people, they are so hard on themselves and on others regarding details. Very critical of themselves and of others. Emotional, nothing to do with organization. Value of time is nil. إن أهم حاجة عندهم إيه emotional دول كده إيه يعملوا كده atmosphere of love, compassion, praise, value, worth, public relation. The one who could commend you, praise you, make you feel loved, هم ال emotional. Dominant, you can't do that. Perfectionist, they have nothing to do. I'm talking about the high. Nothing to do with emotions. Bended emotion, that is not خالص مع dominant ولا مع perfectionist. Then, if you want, if you will find a so-called serving group, they are very perfectionist with themselves. Detailed with themselves, but not with others. Yani, they could drop certain qualities with others, but with themselves, it has to be very high standard quality to be accepted. But lay very neat, shoglu day awi. Like in Vasmas Ahad, I'm a Sunday school class. I have to praise and encourage and support the ayal hatta kon kullum sinners. Shumam? Bashajahum, ahabuhum. Like on myself as a servant, I have to prepare right, I have to pray before that, I have to be detailed oriented. But what's the difference between serving group, emotional and perfectionist? The serving is a mix from the emotional and the perfectionist. يأخذ perfectionist اللي هم تلاقيهم hard on themselves and on others. No, I will be hard on myself but not on others. I will praise others. يبقى أنا بقيت serving. الemotional group دول اللي بتقول يعني lacking organization, lacking value of time, لكن كلهم ناس حلوين خالص public relations with emotions. A dominant, no emotions, and you have to lead. Now, say a group طالع من Egypt, أي روحوا Israel, أي روحهم Palestine, the promised land. You must have a leader. You must have workers. You must have public relations. Unless you go perfectionist. Any task, you'll find that. If you are working, think of your boss. Now, your boss, is he dominant? Or a relationist? Or a serving? Or a perfectionist? You could find the boss for either of those. الناس اللي في personnel department يعني job description must be perfectionist. لو بيعملوا job description كل حاجة detailed. The majority of engineers must be perfectionist. The majority of engineers must be perfectionist. University professors and research must be perfectionists. A dominant, يعني أحد could be dominant. والدومينت في عندنا نوعين, في positive dominant ونegative dominant. ال positive dominant كان بقول ده مش بقول في الورقة لسه, أنا يعني بشرح كده. يعني في positive dominant, الأسس بتوع كنتم الكهنة اللي بيشتغلوا تفتكروا يكون which group. The majority must be from which group? Priests. تبتشوفون قدامكم priests كي اهو مش بس بقول حنا بريس ان جنرال يا at least 3/4 of the priests are either dominant or perfectionist. They must be dominant, but positive dominant. مش بليد الشرش واحد قاعد في المسبح بيشتغل الطقس بتاعه جوه all the rights يبقى sloppy ولا detailed و perfectionist. كل حاجة بمطرحها هتعمل. طبعا في بعض البريست يغسل ايده يرمي الفوطة وبعض البريست يطبقها كويس بقى يغسل ايده يطبقها ويحطها مطرحها اما يروح يعني بيختلف عن بعض. Some priests are so emotional personality. دول تلاقيهم حبوبين قوي قوي كل ناس يحبوهم خالص وفي ناس serving. بس Egyptians usually the way they parent their own children بيطلعوهم mostly يا dominant يا perfectionist. طيب هنا there's a value for each group. Any question about this very general idea دلوقتي. بعد كده هاخد لكم بقى each group واشرح بالتفصيل كده detailed خالص اجيب biblical examples واوريكم ازاي each group could change to others could improve يعني. Any question before I give you a break دلوقتي؟ Any question what we have said؟ فاهمين قلت ايه؟ طب هسألكم سأعرف منكم please مش هسألكم your priest نعيم شو الكلام ده يعني. And I asked each one بص يا جماعة each one could have parts from the whole group. عارفين سور اوف ترسس كان ايه؟ dominant perfectionist أسوأ نوعين Saul of Tarsus Shaul of Tarsus can dominant perfectionist did he change something better يعني any personality could improve but Saul of Tarsus اللي كان في chapter 9 book of Acts أول verse he was breathing threat and murder أبيض كده he was breathing كان ينفث قتلا وتهديدا breathing threat and murder هو ده اللي يكتب 1 Corinthians 13 الإعلان النهارده في البولين ابتسم love كيف love كلها patient ازاي الشخصية بتاعتي اللي هو breathing threat and murder يبقى يكتب 1 Corinthians 13 ايه اللي بغير حط في قوة الحياة دلوقتي anybody could change to better two factors relationship with God number two submission to God I submit completely to God and number two I have an inner relationship with God with those two he could help you change from any person to another or at least improve your personality could there be a need for any of those طيب Elijah Jonah, Moses, prophets, can we stick with me? Any prophet, Rabbeinu Bidil prophecy. سيكون نوع يكون إيه dominant ولا relationist ولا serving ولا perfectionist يكون إيه ربنا بص معنا God speaks to the prophet قل له go and do such and such and such and such in detail يوم بتقول detail يقول إيه perfectionist شوف كل ال prophets perfectionists لأنه he is given something to do and he has to do it exactly as God told them. شوف prophets بقى perfectionists مش يدعوش كان يجوزكوا perfectionists yeah. And there is all the place for any group to change to another or to improve. I heard that some of you still interested to know some of the personality disorders. Is there anybody is interested to listen to any of these personality disorders? Please, if you are not a psychiatrist, don't diagnose personality disorder. Just be suspicious of one of them till he or she will be diagnosed by a professional one, because not all psychiatrists understand in personality disorders in diagnosing them. They are so tricky, as you are going to see with me now. You have three, all of them with paranoia, or four even. The first one is the paranoid personality disorder. You know, personality disorders are not treatable by medication. It's easier to treat bipolar manic depression than to treat personality disorder. And most of the personality disorders are due to wrong way of parenting style. Mostly with aggressive parents, harsh parents, anxious parents, authoritarian parents. You understand me? You understand these words? Controlling, aggressive, anxious, cruel, but those parents who are authoritative, who explain the rule and have time with their own children, those who are calm, loving and compassionate, their children, in most of the cases, they grow with a good personality. And the element of the genes, personality disorders and most of the mental disorders are now up to 5% in any community. Which means in your church, you'll find 5% of the people, they have some mood disorder or psychosis or bipolar or personality disorder. Mood, which means anxiety or depression. So, the first one, you'll find the paranoid. The paranoid personality disorder is more than someone who is paranoid and more than someone who is suspicious. People sometimes are suspicious by nature. But to be paranoid is still less than paranoid personality disorder. Very similar to paranoid schizophrenia, but you will not find the hallucination part, because in psychosis, schizophrenia, we must have delusions and hallucination. These are pathognomonic. The paranoid, they describe that people are following them, people are taking photos for them, spying on them. They don't know how to get out of whatever. And antipsychotic medication with low doses help them. Prognosis of all the personality disorders are far better than the bipolar and schizophrenia. Why? Because it irritates people around them, but they are not going to get out of it one day. I mean, they will not leave the real world to be into the unreal, as the psychotic or schizophrenic. So you have the paranoid personality disorder, you have the schizoid and the schizotypal and the narcissistic. Those four, they have some kind of grandiosity and paranoia as delusions. Delusion means firm false belief. Whatever you try with them, you can't get them out of that idea. So it is hard for you to make a difference or differentiate between the schizoid, schizotypal, and the paranoia. But at least you'll be suspicious. This paranoia is pathological. She or he insists that KGB are following her. And this is unreal. So you take that person to a psychiatrist, and he might refer him to a personality disorder specialist if that specialty is around. Treatment of personality disorder takes maybe 4 or 5 years, and some of them are liability cases. Yeah, I don't like to treat. The most common after those is the borderline personality disorder. The borderline personality is very common. Very common. Mostly women. Are you aware of that personality disorder? Borderline, the name came between, because the patient is between neurosis and psychosis. He's limping between the two. But you can diagnose him or her psychosis or neurosis, but the two are there. The main feature, they are in need for extreme love and compassion as a sponge. Whenever that person finds a source of love and compassion, they stick to that person, and sometimes they suffocate that person. I usually hear it from Abunas or Tassoni's wife of Abuna, that certain girl or certain woman is overwhelming Abuna, following him everywhere, and she wants to get from him the undivided attention. And if she will see him paying attention to anyone in the congregation, she gets mad. And because he's abuna, he has to give her the care as the father. And she wants only from him that kind of care. But in a way, sometimes it takes most of his time, and her way wants from him most of the attention. Usually, borderline personality disorder, they went through some tragic kind of abuse in their life. And I said mostly females. They are working, but sometimes they leave their work just to follow abuna. And follow abuna in what way? You just want to serve with Tassoni abuna. Tassoni is working. Then they try to force themselves to take care of the children of abuna and help abuna in what way? I'm just giving abuna because most of the father, the abunas call me how to, what to do. I tell them, get rid of her. You tell me how? Because the principles, no, it could incapacitate abuna. It's not jealousy from Tassoni. No, it is, he can't find time for others. And most of the fathers of the church, they have experience about that. So, if she will find somebody else who could give her that, she will go to the other person. In the treatment, I tried to find originally the mother or the father of that person. And whether the mother or father were able to give the consistent expression of love and compassion during childhood. And if the mother is still alive and could give what was missing, it helps a lot, that patient. But if she was unable to give and still unable to give, then tough luck, what to do? She has to take as any person who deserves the love and compassion from someone who doesn't hurt her. Did you see the movie Fatal Attraction? Do you see that movie? Fatal Attraction between a psychologist and a patient with borderline personality disorder. They could kill. I mean, they could kill, could murder. If they will see that abuna mekhafsh bas yani wa tasoun mekhafsh yani, if you try to get out or away, they could kill themselves and kill you before. The name of the film was Fatal Attraction, yes. So it is common and serious. They are liability cases, and all psychiatrists when they just guess that this patient might be borderline, they don't give him any further appointments. For whatever reason, they refer him to somebody else. The antisocial personality disorder, the antisocial, also because of very harsh way of parenting, the kids develop unable to follow rules, unruly, and unable to abide with the law of the country. in high school, usually don't finish high school, but if they will finish high school, they will go to the juvenile hall many times, and you will end in prison system, jail, correction institution, because they cannot abide with the law. Antisocial means that they are not sociable. No, antisocial is being against the society. And you see them, many of them like that, passive-aggressive personality disorder. Passive-aggressive, you'll find, say, a husband who's unable to cope with the strong personality of his wife. So he'll be so passive, but aggressive in his passivity. She will ask him, would you please take care of the faucet, the tap is dripping. Then he knows that she needs that, he will never do it. Intentionally, he gets at her in a passive way. In one of the most people who was not sick, but he followed this passive aggressive way, Gandhi. This is the way he got Great Britain out of India. Passive aggressive. I'm not going to deal with you. I'm not going to talk to you. No communication. Nothing between you and me. There's aggression in it. Most adolescents, at one time, they do it with their parents. When they come to a therapist, they do it. They don't cooperate. Apparently very passive, but in a way they want to get you in trouble, or to prove to you that they don't want to come to you again. So passive aggressive means somebody who's not openly aggressive, but in his passivity he's aggressive. He will boycott, he will prevent, he will not do anything for you, will not help you, and if he has that chance, he could pollute your reputation if you are a spouse with the priest, go and talk about his wife with the priest, something wrong. He's fed up of her, but he cannot confront her. Passive aggressive. Also common with men. I'm trying to pick for you some of the personality disorders. Some of the women who have PMS. I think PMS, يعني مش كده? Yes. Anyone, any husband whose wife has PMS, this means one quarter of his life is miserable. And the whole family, at workplace, colleagues know exactly the time of the period. 1 week before is a change from day to night, as if the lady is putting above her a banner, don't come close or else. She's totally different, and she could attack, nervous, agitated, depressed. I'm saying the first 2 weeks day, the last 2 weeks night. This is PMS, which could be a week, 3-4 days, or 2 weeks. But if this kind of behavior continues all the month, this is, we call it premenstrual personality disruption, or disorder disruption. It's a kind of personality disorder related to that. Histrionic personality disorder. Some girls were really spoiled because they are so pretty when they were young. And their mothers and their friends and relatives are always commending and praising the beauty. Then she will see inside herself that her beauty is the major asset for her. They are not hysterical, but it's called histrionic. If any breaking of a relationship with a friend of another gender happened, sometimes they show what we call in the past time hysterical seizure. They show seizure, but not epilepsy, and at the end of the seizure they cry a lot. For any doctor, he knows that this is not a real epileptic fit, epileptic seizure. But it's not at all. When they grow more, they find themselves attracted to people who commend them and give them emotions. And they always cross the line between the affection and the passion, which means they could leave their bodies for those who are showing them affection, although what they need only is affection. So many repeated affairs based on her beauty and the one who's commending her beauty. The problem is when she was raised, her childhood, everybody is commending only her beauty but not her mind or her virtues. Histrionic personality disorder. Sadistic personality disorder. I think all of you know about that. Somebody who's sadistic, those who enjoy seeing people in pain. They enjoy inflicting pain on animals or human beings, but usually not on their boss, people who are same level or under. I remember one of my colleagues one day, he became a surgeon, and whenever he finds a pet, he cuts his tail and enjoy seeing the animal in pain. Those, you see them involved in watching very violent movies, they love to see, to watch violence, whether in sports or in movies, and apply this to people, whether there's sexuality in it or not. Some of them enjoy inflicting pain on their spouses, and when the spouse is in extreme pain, they smile and they feel that they are so enchanted when the victim is in pain. And sometimes this arouses them sexually also. Even with a sadistic personality disorder. What else is important? There are 19, some of them are self-explanatory by itself. It's common more than that. Obsessive compulsive, yes, is common. Obsessive compulsive personality disorder. You know obsessive compulsive? You know what's obsessive compulsive? Obsessive compulsive obsession is an idea which comes to the mind, which compel you to do certain action. It is, say, somebody will feel or has an idea that his blood corpuscles are moving slowly inside his blood vessels. And it's going to clog. Then it raises the level of his anxiety. Starts to take certain medication, blood thinners. Has what he needs. So many take 6 or 7 showers a day. Obsessed by the germs and the dirt. And life, I mean, in the house, she or he cannot, remember the time, he cannot follow all that. I remember a lady, she used to take about 6 or 7 showers a day, and she boils every time somebody will come and arrange her hair. She's an old lady, so the comb, she has to boil it every time. Nobody will touch it. After takes the shower, she boils and take it and then brush with the brush, boil the brush, and somebody will brush for her after washing his hands so many times. This is not normal. You are obsessed by an idea. An anxiety level will rise till you do certain behavior. Now, this is obsessive compulsive disorder, but to be an obsessive compulsive personality disorder associate that with some perfectionism in the workplace. Somebody is obsessed by perfectionism, by workaholism, and it became a personality, his personality. Unless he obsessed by work, if he doesn't do it, an anxiety level rises and he has to stay working. Or certain level of accepting the standard of work on his desk or papers, so it become a personality. It's obsessive compulsive personality disorder. If he has a dependent personality disorder, he has a self-defeating personality disorder, or if he explosive personality disorder, the more now we look to the DSM, they have changed part of these personality disorders and move it to other chapters, not under personality disorders. Still the description, but different. And as I told you, the gender identity personality disorder was a personality disorder. Now they are preventing the medical school students from asking about the sexual preference. It's not your business. And any doctor, unless you are Christian and you are a member, or have some attachment to Exodus International, which get those homosexual out of their homosexuality and return them to normal, you know, Exodus, take them out. It's a reality, of course, you could take them out. But it was before the gender identity disorder was a personality disorder. I know lobbying in Congress, and I remember they paid a lot of money, I mean many, many millions, to a neurosurgeon to go to San Francisco and to present to 700 doctors. They've invited them from all over the country, U.S., to tell them that part of the corpus callosum of the brain, is bigger in size in homosexual than other people, other sexual preference. And of course, these are fabricated research. But if you want to repeat, you'll not find it. But this lobbying ended by deleting that such disorder from the DSM. So it's not anymore a disorder. It is a preference. I think these are some of the important ones.
There is
abundant
and dependent.
And it's clear by its name, avoidant, dependent, self-defeating. And self-defeating, someone who is interested in self-defeat. I think there's a phrase which is, they are interested to snatch defeat from the mouth of success. Yani, as a homo success, they have to succeed, but they're interested by any means to find themselves self-defeated. Independent, they cannot make a decision unless they depend or rely on others to help them doing that. I said something about narcissistic. You know the narcissist? Yes? Narcissistic personality disorder, it's fairly common between the personality disorders. A narcissist, شخصية نرجسية بالعربي. Narcissistic personality disorder, someone who is centered around himself, he admires himself or herself. Recently, I have seen one, she really, really feels she has grandiosity, delusion. She is the most prettiest in the whole world. And she asks her children, do you see? Am I pretty? Am I the prettiest? And she's not teasing them. She's serious. So there's part, a touch of psychosis in that personality disorder. They feel that they have supernatural talents and abilities, either mental, physical, sexual features, pretty, and it is in them a fixed, firm belief, firm false belief. And because they are center themselves, you only want to take, not to give. So if you have a wife this way, or a husband this way, a spouse, they all want to take, and always feel that I'm not taking enough from you, and accuse you but not giving, and they play the guilt trip very well on the other spouse, and they have paranoia because he is not giving her, then he might be going after others. In that case, a friend family came to visit, and it was very cold. They went to the backyard and the pool, and it's cold, and the lady, the visitor, she was shivering. Then she asked any coat. So the man went close, has a leather coat, he brought to her, and she covered herself. And that was it. His wife, she tried to rebuke him. How dare you do that? A new leather jacket, so strong leather jacket. How, you mean she could put her arm inside the place where you put your arms? Ah, you're enjoying that. And of course the man is far away from thinking this way. So she has disturbed thinking. And I remember when she took antipsychotic for 1 month without telling her, the man told me, for 19 years of marriage, this was the only month of my life in which I was able to communicate with her. If they feel that someone might attack, they could really destroy, plan something to destroy that person. So they can't offer at all love, give love, care to anybody. They always take, and their opinion, of course, is the right opinion always, and they have grandiosity and paranoia about their abilities. It's narcissistic, called a narcissistic personality disorder. If you need to read any of these, I think it's explained in that small booklet which Abuna distributed last year with a CD. It was Preparing for Marriage, Introduction to Coptic Orthodox Marriage. A CD with 15 presentation and with the booklet. You'll find it there. Or go and click in the name any of these computer, you'll find full description, or DSM, you'll find it there, full description. So it's easy to say it, but to really diagnose, okay, but to treat is very difficult. Usually I have at least 5 or 6 cases of borderline referred to me, and I work on it. And of course, if you start working, they don't leave you. You don't finish treatment. But the goal is to make them functioning, to continue to do some work. Some medication sometimes help, depending on the history, the past history of the abuse. These are personality disorders. Of course, totally different than the healthy. يعني واحد مثلا someone يقول لي no my husband has a personality disorder, he's dominant. طبعا لا, he's very domineering. No, dominant is not a personality disorder, it's a healthy personality, but these are the character of someone who could be a good positive leader or negative leader. Would you imagine someone who is in a position to give care, and he's a narcissistic? اعتذار لك يا بونا. There was one priest one day who was a narcissist. Narcissistic person of a priest who's supposed to give. How he could give people care? As if you employ someone to be a caregiver in a nursing school or daycare, and that lady is a narcissist. How could she do that? Okay, I hope tomorrow you'll get those 15 print out of the 15 profile, which will help you. And please, please don't diagnose personality disorder for anybody. If you doubt, yani, discuss with Abuna and refer him to a psychiatrist to decide whether he has or she has or not. Because I'm sure so easy, if you read such description, you might diagnose your spouse by one of those, and it's not right. Yes.
Has no insight, so they're convinced those delusions are the truth, and they refuse to go to see a psychiatrist. So is there any hope there? Anything you can do about that?
See, they didn't know that piece.
Having delusions and convinces of his opinion is right, and not convinces of any other opinion.
No, if someone insists that he or she, that his or her opinion is right, it cannot be a delusion. Maybe stubborn, maybe someone who's proud, or she's proud of herself. But it is delusion. Delusion alone, without hallucination, doesn't diagnose psychosis. Hallucination means auditory hallucination, something sensory. He hears something which is not there, or he sees something which is not there, or he smells something which is not there. People around him or her in the same place, they don't see what she's seeing. So this is hallucination.
But if it's just delusions without hallucinations, but they are convinced that delusions are true, they like said someone thinking they're followed all the time and things like that.
If there's only delusion, a psychiatrist must see whether that person has personality disorder and any psychiatrist cannot diagnose anybody with delusion unless he asks the family or the friends. Because he could easily deceive any psychiatrist. Which means you have, the person must, the husband or the children must tell ahead the psychiatrist that a suspicion of psychosis and would like to give you the rest of the story to have an appropriate diagnosis. Psychosis or schizophrenia. Psychosis could be. Psychosis mainly two criteria, pathognomonic criteria: delusions and hallucinations. And there's so different kind of delusions, so many. I mean over 20 kinds of delusions. Firm false belief. Hallucination is something sensory. They see something or hear something or smell something or feel something which is not there. It's been hallucination. For the two could diagnose psychosis. And bipolar always have a touch of psychosis with it. Because mania itself, you go out of reality. Manic depression is bipolar. Any other question?
How can we, according to what we know now from our Christian network, is the best connection?
Matching personalities for marriage. I said that. I said too dominant, better not to marry. It will be very tough. I have a couple like that, and I'm counseling them for some time, and God helped them, but it took years to realize that both of them are dominant. Because all there was, as I told you, head-to-head collision every day. And I remember one perfectionist was one, the lady was dominant, and the man was perfectionist, and their marriage continued for less than 1 month. Less than 1 month. She's insisting to have it in a certain way, and he is very detailed oriented, so she regards him that he is not obeying, following her request. Then she leaves home. In 1.5 months she left home 3 times, and then they broke and took a norm to marriage. So there is, I don't accept now the idea of personality incompatibility. Why? Anybody can deal with any kind of healthy personality, but after studying, as we said today, principles to have healthy relationship with that kind of personality. Certain personalities are difficult to deal with than others. Dominance, he or she wants to be the only person who gives orders, who will lead the family. If other will submit without any discussion, fine, it will be alright, life will go. But if someone is stubborn, or someone will say, and no, this is wrong, then it will be a problem. And mostly, that person, that personality, they are unable to satisfy feeling or emotions. What emotions, not emotions, يعني emotional, sociable, or influencing, يعني marriage to the same person, حياته بحلو خالص. Bed is full of love. On the expense of some organization and time management. But bed ظريف خالص حلو. Emotional مع dominant. I'm talking about high. High dominant, high emotions. And nobody is extremely high, have some percentage. So if high dominant with high emotional, the emotional will not at all ask to be the leader. She will accept leadership of the dominant. But he or she will not be satisfied emotionally. And they are living on emotions and praise. And they want to find a place in the environment or in the family. If the dominant is unable to give that, there will be some problem. So studying the characters or the personality, and the best way to deal with it could help in that. Now, what also I said, perfectionist with emotional. Then dominant and perfectionist are task oriented. The sociable, influencing, and serving are relationship oriented. Take one who is relationship oriented with someone who is task oriented, expect some trouble till they understand and they could change to deal with one another. Perfectionist with perfectionist, you understand one another very well, but the children will suffer. Because they will zoom on their mistakes. Children will feel that they have no right to do any mistake. Everybody is entitled to make mistakes and correct it later. So, perfectionist with serving, both of them are meticulous and hard on themselves. But the perfectionist will be hard on the serving. Serving will not be hard on the perfectionist in marriage. So it's okay. One day the perfectionist will learn, or will teach them how, as I told you, love could help him. I with S is all right. S with anybody, he could sustain and tolerate and live. مش حاله يعني. S. S with S, طبعا, that's very good. مش إيه في الأربعة يعني. I will see. I will look to the sea as the most insensitive person in the whole world, and the sea will look to the eye as the most sloppy, disorganized person in the whole world. And everybody, and this, by the way, this is very common marriage situation, a sea with the eye. Usually you would find the eye with some ability to organize, but you need to give them a daily planner. So a weekly planner. يعني Monday, what are they going to do? By hour. Regarding house cleaning, cooking, work, and this for the eye. For the time management and some organization. And work on the C for the emotional part to diminish criticism. As I have mentioned, unconditional love of God. It's common, but it's workable. I with S is alright. Perfectionist with S is alright. Perfectionist with dominant. Both of them are task-oriented. They don't, and they will not feel the need for emotions. But children will feel the need for emotions. Their own children. It is, both of them are high. So, I said now, study the character of each personality profile. Number two, change is available for anybody who wants it. Submission to God is the key for the change. Any personality, healthy personality profile could get better. That's why you find at the bottom of those 15 pages, you'll find how to get that more effective by looking at such and such and such needs. Any other questions?
Could any personality or disorder or psychological disorder be a recipe for? Could any personality disorder or psychological problem be a recipe for annulment of marriage?
Good question. لسه حد يتجوز لما بيقول السؤال ده لسه هيتجوز it makes a difference
probably married يعني ونطمن برضو اللي لسه يعني
yes it's known in the church if someone knows beforehand before marriage that he has such a disorder and will not inform his or her future spouse, it is 100% a Mormon case, because he intentionally is hiding something which could disrupt marital life. The problem is, maybe he or she was unaware that they have a problem. And the problem, he has it. Friends know. The friends, they know about that. That he is not okay. His behavior is not okay. But he did not go to a psychiatrist to diagnose it. He did not take any medication. Although there are criteria which must move, motivate him to go to the doctor, but he didn't go. So the fiancée must take care of herself during engagement. And if she will not see anything, doesn't observe any haga, does. Like in El Kenisa, Kenisa and Babula, he wants to prove that that person has hidden agenda. He knows about himself and he did not show that.
But if he doesn't know and we discover it later on?
Church doesn't give a moment. زي واحد جايو سرطان فعل كده؟
لا يعني it was before marriage but without being diagnosed.
The problem, Abuna, is not in the disease. The problem is in the intention. Yes, intentionally you hide that. It's a deceit. You want someone to deceive others. He knows if he will tell the future spouse by that, he or she might refuse. Then he will hide it, or she will hide it. Sometimes Amber Bola is convinced in the first 2 weeks, first month, first 40 days of marriage, if there are clear signs and symptoms of a psychiatric disorder, he may think of it at a moment.
How can you convince someone with personality disorder to seek help?
It's hard unless even PMS, some women don't go to doctors for that. Yani, most of the husbands and the rest of the family are complaining that they are losing their life, because 1 week is one quarter of their life. 10 days, one third of their life. 2 weeks, half of their life. They are living in agony. A disaster. But it's hard to convince. Unless usually, how could they convince a schizophrenic to go for treatment? I convince him not for the sake of others, and not because of his mental disorder. I see maybe his knee is a problem. And I will try to convince him that this knee problem is because of something in his life, in his brain, physical brain. I'm not going to mention psychosis callus or schizophrenia or paranoia, but to treat your knee problem, which is for years now, go to that particular person. But he's a psychiatrist, I know, but he's specialized in that knee problem also. And he will go. The problem of those patients, they will not accept or continue to take the medication. Almost psychotic patient. Personality disorder, they go to marriage counselors, mostly. If they are married, they go to marriage counselors. And the marriage counselor will discover that. and he will not label any one of them. He will not label. Yeah, many times the court or lawyers ask me, subpoena the file and ask me, I give them my opinion without putting a diagnosis, because they hate labeling the patient. But diagnosis was going on as events, and as I told you, some benefit from medication, but they don't continue from the personality disorder. Any other questions?
Should ladies take calming tablets during PMS? If yes, what? Please. Should ladies take calming tablets?
Calming.
Calming.
Ah.
Tablets during
SSRIs, yes.
Yes. What is it, please?
The group called SSRI, or the serotonin releasers, like Prozac. And do you know Prozac? Prozac and other 10 similar ones. It really, really helps with the hormonal treatment from the gynecologist, the OBGYN. The thing, even the gynecologist sometimes advise only during this week, take the anti-anxiety, antidepressant medication, because she's so depressed and anxious. And they claim, the OBGYN, they claim that it helps. But such medication must be taken without showing any effect for 6 weeks at least, to build a certain concentration in blood, then starts working. But whether it helps or not, yes. It helps, for sure it helps, the BMS.
Should we start with less strong ones first?
What is the less strong ones?
Any antispasmodics.
For what? For the PMS?
PMS.
The PMS is psycho-emotional signs and symptoms. That's how we pain the uterus. It's due to hormonal encroachment. Any other questions? PMS is the highly treatable. Please do it. And why do you torment your family and yourself? Why you leave yourself depressed and nervous and agonized for one day, hatta, if you can do it? More than 3 days, please. PMS was discovered in England here. It started in England. And we have in U.S. PMS clinics, only PMS clinics for treatment of PMS. مش مهم بس هو بتعالج. لا ما هو they are relating it, of course, to the progesterone level. الإديمة بتبقى موجودة water contents. They give whatever they want, but we have to give something. Some are claiming giving a natural progesterone anyway. Like even gynecologists, if the signs of anxiety and depression are very prevalent and everyone is complaining from that nervousness, they give anti-anxiety, antidepressant medication, which are not addictive. These medications are not addictive. It doesn't cause any addiction. And it is effective. Like treating menopause.
Uh, What about going to a good Christian therapist and getting help for PMS or menopausal issues?
Christian therapist, but he might need to refer the patient also to a medical doctor, because not all therapists are medical doctors. They might need some medication. I myself am sure they need some medications, especially if the husband is crying all the month. Three cases can be divorced, PMS.